Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and on the phone with me is Damien Arsenis from pickandroll.com.au. Mate, welcome to the show.
Always good to be on the show, and while the Olympics is all over, we do have the Paralympics coming up this weekend, which commences, and we've got the rollers in action. And, of course, we've got the NBL Basketball Challenge coming up.
We do. There is a bunch of stuff coming up, but really, for lovers of hoops, this time of year really isn't that good. You did mention a couple of the things that we do have coming up, but really, when you look at it, this is a terrible time of year for hoops. It really is. There's not a whole bunch going on. Obviously, in the next couple of months, it's going to start to heat up a little bit with the NBL and the NBA and the college basketball and everything like that. But at the moment, there's just not enough to feed our appetite, Damien, because we have big hoops appetites.
Oh, we do have big hoops appetites. And as I mentioned, the one big ticket we do have this week is the rollers at the Paralympic Games. And, you know, they're a medal chance. But really, it's sort of the calm before the storm, so to speak.
Absolutely. So we want to start off by talking about what you mentioned before in the Australian Basketball Challenge. Let us know a little bit about what this is.
Well, what it is, it's the pre-season tournament. And they've rebranded it the Australian Basketball Challenge because the NBL has secured some Asian interest in the tournament. We're actually going to see a couple of Asian teams. But really, for Australian lovers of hoops, it really signals the return of the Australian players or a few of Australian players from Europe. You've got David Anderson, who's had an absolute starring campaign for the Boomers over in Rio. He's rejoining the NBL after a long hiatus, playing his trade in Europe and the NBA. So he's joining Melbourne United, so it's a chance for fans to see him in action. And, of course, we've got Brad Newley, who's very much similar to David Anderson. He's come back playing for Sydney Kings, and he's joined by another one in Alex Marich as well. And those guys have been long-time Boomers as well. So we're seeing a lot of talent return, which is fantastic. We've got a lot of new imports as well. And it's going to be a really exciting event with the Chinese teams, which hopefully, Chris, you can tell us a little bit about.
Well, there's two names here, and I apologise for anyone who actually knows their proper pronunciation, because you're normally pretty good with the European names. Whenever we talk Euroball, you're always the one that has to pronounce it. And to me, you do a good job. I don't actually know if you do a good job, because I don't know what's correct. I'm going to have a crack at the two teams that are coming, and I apologise for how awful it must sound if you actually know how they're pronounced. But the Zhejiang CB Golden Bulls, I find if you say it with confidence, then it sounds all right. The Zhejiang CB Golden Bulls and the Qianjin Ronggang Gold Lions. That one I didn't have as much confidence, I don't think. But they're the two teams that will be travelling to Brisbane for the challenge. It's going to be a phenomenal tournament, like you said. And this year, in the last couple of years, we've really seen the re-emergence of the NBL as a legitimate tournament and a legitimate place for good players to come and actually hone their craft. Like, we've seen some big names come in the last couple of years, some good imports, some good Australian talent. And I think that's the most important thing as well, is that we're getting the Australian talent. It's one thing to bring imports over here and we're getting big names, NBA names and all that sort of stuff. But when you can bring Australia's best player to play in our local league, I think that's the key to make it a successful league.
Oh, look, I agree. And it also signals the first time we're going to see the new rules come into effect, the new player contracts, where each team is allowed three imports as well. And it's a really interesting time, whether the majority of teams look like they're going to go the three import route. But as you said, it usually comes down to the quality of your Australian players, and the likes of those players I mentioned before returning. It just signals that really the NBL is on the upward spiral, and the level of competition is probably going to be some of the best we've seen in well over a decade, if not ever. So the chance to get down there, and, you know, for the local Brisbane Bullets fans, it's a chance to get their team back, you know, that's been missing for a long time. And, you know, they've just signed a Boomer in Cameron Bairstow straight from the NBA. So lots and lots of great talent coming in this year, and it really on the back of a great campaign for the Boomers, basketball is really on the verge of being great again.
So while we've been talking about these players coming to Australia to play, there have been a couple of girls that have actually just signed in Europe, Damo.
Yeah, there have been. So we've just had Rachel Jarry again at Opal, playing really well at Rio. She's just signed with Lattes Montpellier.
There you go. That's why I leave those ones to you.
In France. It's the same team that Jenna O'Hay used to play with. So there's an Aussie connection there. She'll be playing in the EuroLeague. So she'll be playing in the best league in Europe as well. So that's a great signing for her. And look, she's going to spend the season in Europe and then looking ahead to a return to the WNBA with the Minnesota Lynx next year. And then you've got the likes of Beck Allen. She's signed over there as well. So Ben Madjan has signed in Lithuania, and he'll be looking to play Eurocup, which is a big step up from the Belgian league, which he led in scoring last season.
Nice one. And while we're talking about phenomenal achievements from Australia, Michelle Timms has just been inducted into the FIBA Hall of Fame as well.
Yes, yes, another one. So we've been talking about all these great Australian basketballs, particularly the females over the last year. You know, with everyone...
Penny Taylor, Lauren Jackson.
Lauren Jackson and Penny Taylor. And, you know, we saw Lauren Jackson have her jersey retired with Seattle. Well, Michelle Timms has already had that with the Phoenix Mercury over in the WNBA. So this is really capping off what Michelle Timms has meant to women's basketball in this country. So in the 2016 class of the FIBA Hall of Fame, she joins the likes of Hakeem Olajuwon. We all know who he was. But also another contributor, everyone will know these names, David Stern, who led the NBA, and also Juan Antonio Samaranch, posthumously received the recognition as well. And, of course, he headed up the IOC for a long, long time. So she joins some esteemed company, and it's just recognition for someone who was a bit of a trailblazer for Australian women's basketball. She was the first woman to play in Europe. And, you know, she really paved the way for Australians in the WNBA, playing in the Phoenix Mercury's inaugural season as well. So she's just been an absolute legend of the game and the sport for Australia, both for the Opals, in the WNBL, the WNBA in Europe, and due recognition.
We saw Dally come to town, by the way, earlier this week, speaking of Australians who have really made an impact on the world stage, not just in Australia. Did you manage to go down and have a chat with him?
I personally wasn't able to. He had a very, very, very tight schedule. But
they couldn't clear. He couldn't clear his schedule for you. Does he know who you are?
Unfortunately not. But
your people have to talk to his people, mate.
It's great to see Lazar back in Australia again. And by all indications and how we've been going the last few years in the NBA, we should all start planning to see Lazar back again next season.
Well, he's made a couple of trips over here.
He has indeed. So Paddy Mills has been involved in that. And
Aaron Baines,
of course, and famously those guys took it around the country, and now we're seeing Dally, and hopefully we can see it again next year.
Fingers crossed, mate. It's going to be fantastic. Once again, where can we find all your stuff?
You can find it on pickandroll.com.au. We're on Facebook and Twitter, which is pickandrollau. And I'd just like to point out this week, there's another big event going on in the Gold Coast. FIBA Oceania are running their inaugural Pacific Youth Leadership Basketball Camp. So they're bringing some of the most talented basketballers from around the Pacific Rim and the Pacific region, and they're bringing them into the Gold Coast. And they'll be coached and mentored by a host of former and current Boomers and Opals and coaches.
It's a perfect time to have it, mate, because like we said before, there's not much else on. Make sure you check it out. Make sure, again, you follow the Rollers, because definitely, so they are so tough. I don't know if anyone out there has actually watched wheelchair basketball, but my goodness, it is a physical game.
It is, and they could well be the only men's or women's basketball team to bring home a medal this year.
I'm backing them. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, and you know, let's back them for gold.
Everyone's got to support them, get behind them, boys. Damien, thank you very much for joining us once again, and we'll catch you next week.
We certainly will. Thanks, Chris.